Jaya Rama Madhava Ma Kunya Bihare
Paramahansa, 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 Paramahansa,
such as she, Srimad, this divine grace of Ayachanana, the Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Vijaya, Iskan, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Vijaya, Anandagoti, Vaishnava, Vinda, Vijaya, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Sthapa, Vijaya, Renze, Baho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Rabu Nichananda, Shri Swede, Gadadha, Shri Vasati Gold, Bhakta, Rinnivida, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Govardhana, Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, Vijaya, Vrindavan, Vijaya, Maturidam, Vijaya, Navadipdam, Vijaya, Vidavasami, Vijaya, Yuvanamai, Vijaya, Shri Radhakrishna, Vijaya, Sindhwe, Bhakta, Rinnivida, Gaura Premananda. All glories to the symbol of the devotees. All glories to the symbol of the devotees. All glories to the symbol of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, first we'd like to welcome our guests from overseas. Krishna Nandini, Narayan, Koordinatorina, Janardan, Satabdi, and Bhagavat. So we have people from Europe, people from Australia, people from Fiji. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 14, Text 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Narada Vacha. Raheshu Avastito Rajan Priya Kurvan Yato Chitaha Vasudeva Panam Saksha Upasita Mahamunim Srinaru Vacha Raheshva Vasito Rajan Priya Kurvan Yato Chitaka Vasudeva Pratham Satcha Upatsita Mahamuni Shinaru Vacha Rahesha Vasito Rajam Priya Kurvan Yato Chitaka Vasudeva Kvinham Saksha Vasita Mahamunin Jinaru Vacha Vesha Vasito Rajam Priya Kurvan Yato Chitaka Vasudeva Kvinham Saksha Upasita Mahamuni. please. Shinardo Bacha. Shinardo Bacha. Shinardo Muni Bhupan. Reheshu. At home. Avastitaha. Staying. A householder generally stays home. With his wife and children. Rajan. Okay. Kriyaha. Activities. Kurvan, performing. Yato chita, suitable, as instructed by the Guru and Shastra. Vasudeva, unto Lord Vasudeva. Arpanam, dedicated. Satchad, directly. Upasita, should worship. Mahamunin, the great devotees. Translation, Narada Muni replied, my dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves. They should offer these results to Krishna Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So you can repeat. Narada Muni replied, my dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood. Instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna. Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the format for Grahastha life should be dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, text 1, it is said, Ashita karma padam karim karma karutiyaha sasanyasi tu yogi cha One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work. Whether one acts as a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, or a sannyasi, he must act only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. This should be the principle for everyone's life. Narada Muni has already described the principles of life for a brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi, and now he is describing how a grahastha should live. The basic principle is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The science of satisfying the Supreme Lord can be learned as described here. Sakshat Upasita Mahamuni. The word Mahamuni refers to great saintly persons or devotees. Saintly persons are generally known as munis, or thoughtful philosophers, concerned with transcendental subject matters, and Mahamuni refers to those who have not only thoroughly studied the goal of life, but who are actually engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. These persons are known as devotees. Unless one associates with devotees, one cannot learn the science of Vasudeva Arpana, or dedicating one's life to Vasudeva, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India, the principles of this science were followed strictly. Even 50 years ago, I saw that in the villages of Bengal and the suburbs of Calcutta, people engaged in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily when all their activities ended, or at least in the evening before going to bed. Everyone would hear the Bhagavatam. Bhagavata classes were held in every village, and thus people had the advantage of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes everything about the aim of life, liberation, or salvation. This will be clearly explained in the next verses. Again, in Sanskrit. So, many years ago, when we were all young in the Krishna consciousness movement, household life was seen as an impediment in Krishna consciousness. In fact, it was considered if someone moved out of the temple with their wife, with the speak of children, that they had looped from the Hare Krishna movement. I remember, there was one sannyasi who said to Grahastha that visited the Grahastha home and said, "What has happened to you?" In other words, you were a brahmachari before and now, oh my God, the greatest disaster in the three worlds has occurred in your life. So, this was the mood, of course, frankly, all pervading mood in the Krishna consciousness movement many years ago. Of course, Prabhupada would remember it, and Krishna would remember that, and sadly, Prabhu would remember that. It was quite an interesting time. And basically, we all got into that mood, the household or grahastha, kriyamayadina. We all had these interesting verses that we were very fond of. We became very active. Those were the first verses we all learned, actually. Rather than reading the Bhagavad Gita and trying to understand we're not the body, we tried to understand we were the body. And we were, our identity was our Varnashram identity. So it's very interesting. So I was thinking about how household life was seen as a problem before in the Krishna consciousness movement. In fact, there was even one great devotee who advocated and put forth a GBC resolution, because we've been talking about the GBC recently, that all the grahasthas would be deported and transported. Ruben, I've been thinking what a nice world it would be if the women were all deported far beyond the northern seas. That's how it goes. So anyway, some of you may remember that particular poem. So basically, they were almost chanting that particular poem. And let me turn that off. This is white noise because everybody is asleep during Bhagavatam class. And so there was a proposal, deport, transport, put in kinder words, all the grahasthas and women to Australia. Krishna Prabhu remembers that one, right?
I
remember. I was there.
Actually, that proposal was a little before my time.
Yeah, but it was during my time. It was actually And, you know, they just keep America safe with the brahmacharis. protect the brahmacharis. Of course, that proposal didn't go anywhere. I mean, because Australia was a penal colony. So the idea is that, you know, all those who were condemned should actually go to the penal colony and protect the innocent citizens, the innocent brahmacharis. And of course, and then you had different groups. We won't mention the different parties, RD party, that used to go to the temples and preach to the brahmacharis. Said, what are you doing here with us? Bad association. You should just join us in the middle of the night. Of course, they joined them. And the poor temple president, Governor Beaverhusta, woke up the next morning. And the brahmacharis were gone. And then sometimes the sannyasis would preach that the Grihastha temple presidents were like daksha. You probably remember that one. What's that?
That was
one of the main preaching points. They're like daksha, and then we're like Narada Muni. And, you know, daksha won't appreciate it, but that's all right, you know, because he's a Maya. So, anyway, so that was the mood then. So I was thinking in general, not only in regard to the Grihasthas, but sometimes we see something as a problem. And really we need to have a change of consciousness, not only in regard to Grihasthas, but in life in general, where we see, oh, this is a real problem. That we should take it as an opportunity. And I'll describe why the Grihasthas life is an opportunity. But first I'm going to talk about it in terms of another example. I mean, just recently, I got an email from someone talking about how there's some different groups of Indian groups in Tarim, and now they're doing this education, that education. And so, you know, from a certain mindset, you can look at our competition. You know, you look at it like that, and then it becomes a problem, right? But instead, you look at it as an opportunity. Wow, all these people are being cultivated in, you know, Vedic culture, and we're also supposed to be part of Vedic culture, so it's an opportunity for us to go there and talk to them and form a bigger community of more people interested in Krishna consciousness, and we have something unique to offer. We can bring people from all different cultures and races to Krishna consciousness. Wow. You know, because we really have something unique that no one else has of all these different groups, you know, the Vedic groups. We're actually bringing large numbers of Westerners, and we have different programs, like our Krishna West, forgive me for mentioning that. But actually it's interesting, talking to our community, people from India, they're actually more interested in Krishna West. In fact, some of the Westerners, many of the Westerners criticize Krishna West on the internet, using on the discourse of Krishna West, like that. But then our community of people from India, they say, yeah, you've got to do that. We're just tired of just having Indians around here. too many Indians and not enough whites. Anyway, so as they say, so they're more enthusiastic than basically some of us are about it, because it encourages you to see, you know, when you see like different races and cultures, really cements the fact in your mind that this is reality, this is the absolute truth, right? Yeah. Wow. I mean, if you just see that, you know, if I was to walk in here and just see Jewish people, just, you know, me, Gopal, Mother Krishna for you. And that's about it. You know, it wouldn't really increase my devotion and my faith in Krishna consciousness. Oh, Krishna consciousness is just, you know, Jewish people, basically. That's where the Yadu dynasty, and then Yadu came from Judah, like that. Of course, that's not true. So it's anyway, you see things as an opportunity. So it's fantastic that people are doing all this stuff and carrying. Not that we just have to be Yeah, but not that we just have to be like imitators of what everyone else is doing. We offer something unique. It gives us an opportunity, just like there's interesting business book we cited that last night, and also when I was talking to the community, From Good to Great. You've heard about that before? It's a very nice book. You know, it talks about general revenue and other companies. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that in class. But if the point is that if you're enthusiastic about something, you have a unique product, and you stick to your product line, which is really important. You know, what is our product line? Pure devotional service. That's our product. You know, pure devotional service, following in the footsteps of the nine greats, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, going back to home, back to Godhead. I mean, these are all mottos that we have. We are insignias, mottos, back to Godhead, things like that. And then we'll be successful. We'll not only be good, just like, we'll be great. And also, again, in management and everything like that, we should aspire for greatness, not simply being fair. We should be like my mother expected me to be in the university. Straight A's. A pluses. Otherwise, I wasn't her son. So, as she said to me many times. So anyway, you look at something like that, like the, you know, all the people building all these temples, you think, wow, it's an opportunity. And so, we were having this meeting. I mean, I guess this is a portion of this to those usually. So we were having this meeting the other day with a group of those devotees, and I said to them that, you know, we have this unique situation in Hillsborough. You know, we can offer something very, very unique, not just another cookie cutter temple in Cary. It's a very unique situation, you know, and then we should develop it along the lines of a spiritual retreat. Like new Vrindavan, or new Goloka, as they said, you know, with places for people to stay overnight, experience spirituality, seminars and everything like that, you know, for adults, because we have very unique things to offer to people in a unique situation. We have 30 acres of land here, you know, it's already paid for, we're not putting pressure on a lot of people for money, that'll happen later on, so... We have some friends who are coming here to help us do that. Any brother Jivana. So, I think it's a surprise, he's a good friend of mine. And willing to help, willing, able, ready to come. So, and then what we can do in Cary, you know, just thinking, brainstorming about opportunities, then the concept is to open up our community there, opening up a restaurant with a stage on it in a small hall that'll be self-supporting and bringing Western people there and carry as well as people, you know, people from the Indian culture. That's wonderful, isn't it? So there's a win-win. If you actually think of things as an opportunity, not only a challenge, and it's one thing, we see problems and then we can go further, it's a challenge, and then it's an opportunity. Everybody understand that? So let's go back to the topic of class. I'm like sort of straying a little far afield from it. So here we're talking about grahasthas. Okay. Problem. Pumsa Sriya Bhakuni Bhavani. Put man and woman together, you get all these byproducts that happen. Isn't it? It's cetera. Yeah, I remember reading that when she was giving a class and he called the children ceteras. So that's true. I mean, we have many classes that are actually locked up and no one's allowed to listen to from the past. You know, there's a lock in my attic and many of you have the margin class. You don't see any of those old classes on Islam Desire Tree at all. But they would cause people to leave the movement en masse if they were listening to that. Now we're getting very liberal, talking about justice, you know, truth, justice in the American way. So anyway, getting back to the point. So, you know, that's the problem. That's how you phrase it as a problem. It's interesting. You phrase different things in different ways, and you see them differently. Okay, a challenge. Okay, let's look at it as a challenge. Challenge is, you know, how do you get people out of Maya? So, it's a real challenge. Therefore, to respond to that challenge, you have the rough and tough sannyasis go to their homes and just say, you know, Jijado, Borachanda, Pole, Koto Nidra, Yalvan. So if you take it as a challenge, all right, this is the step up. Get out of your home. And you go through that. I mean, I remember I used to go through people's covers above the kitchen. Remember? What are you eating? Canned food! And you know, grab everything. You can't eat that! You know, so that, then you think it's a challenge. Challenge doesn't exactly make it. And then, so let's think of it as an opportunity. Okay, let's talk about grihastha life as an opportunity. So, what opportunities does grihastha life present people with? Okay, first of all, let's take what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said before grihastha eats, supposed to cry out, what? If anyone's hungry, please let them eat, you know, like 3 or 4 times or something like that. Of course, literally, we don't do that, you know, because basically no one's around. Like, most of the people, like Gopal did it out of his apartment. Anyone's hungry, please go to them, let them come in. The idea is prasadam distribution. So the grihasthas are in an ideal situation through to, and maybe we're not talking about massive prasadam distribution, although that's happening too. I mean, look at what happened with the Rath Yatra, how the grihasthas come and they, mainly they cook on Sunday here. There's different groups of people. They're all grihasthas are cooking on Sunday. And brahmacharis are just resting and waiting to eat the feast. Not really. I mean, they're all working hard. The brahmacharis here are good. Mahamantra is very, very good. But, you know, so they're engaged in massive prasadam distribution. In India, you see these massive pots. They're so big, you could fit a whole temple inside the pot. And then because of the business acumen, they can arrange things like, you know, food for life, or, you know, Akshad Patra, which I know it's not part of Islam, but, you know, it's being arranged by grihasthas. Because of, you know, brahmacharis are not really meant for managing these massive projects. And then you see like a lineup of 20 different steam pots with steam generators and something unimaginable. I mean, probably as big as this property, full of prasadam, you know, cooking, and massive prasadam going out. I mean, it's not distributing over 1 million plates a day, basically, in the cities. Massive prasadam distribution going out. And that's all grihasthas are making. You know, brahmacharis, you know, they could sit, chant, wait for the Sunday feast. I'm not denigrating. No, because brahmacharis are meant for preaching, meant for book distribution, and grihasthas here are distributing books. I mean, most of our book distributors here in North Carolina are grihasthas, and they go out to the community, they're having fun on the weekends, distributing books, organizing the festivals, doing the management. And then frees the brahmacharis. I mean, the brahmacharis should be so enthusiastic about having grihasthas because it frees the brahmacharis to do what they're supposed to do. It frees the sannyasins like me to do what you're supposed to do. Not becoming bureaucrats. You know, I just remember when I started the temple, all this bureaucracy, and it increases, bureaucracy increases with time. It's like snowball effect, isn't it? I mean, it was very easy management in the beginning. You know, you walk up to the temple, milk the cow, go in the kitchen, and cook the offering, give the class, dress the bees. Mother Krishna Priya redresses them after I dress them. Krishna didn't like the way I dress them, but you know, anyway. It was a simple life. Going to all the bushes, gathering the trees and putting them on the altar. And Mother Kuchipri getting angry at me for creating the biggest mess as possible on the altar. It took like 2 hours for her to clean up after me. You know, it was a very simple life. And then as and then, but then it gets very complex. Now we have like three or four nonprofit corporations keeping the corporate books, bookkeeping, you know, and then looking to the future here, trying to figure out how to develop across the street, you know, interactions with the county, which is, and now the county wants, you know, we have to go to the fire marshal to get permission to the festival, bathroom trailers, you know, luxury bathroom trailers, right? So you gotta figure out, you know, where all the porta potties are gonna be. When everybody misspelled the word porta potty, said porta patties. It's not porta patties. Porta potties. Anyway, so I'm not going to go further into that joke. So, and then it gets very complex. Very complex. And then you're thinking, you know, when am I going to get to my real life as a preacher? So you say, thank God for the grahasthas. You know, thank God for them so I can do my service. So, there's prasadam distribution. And then the grahasthas make money, you know, because the poor brahmacharis before had to be concerned with making money. They had to get into, making candles. Can you imagine? I remember some temples where the whole basement of the temple was a candle factory. And the poor brahmacharis were breathing in this organic matter. You know, candles are petroleum, I need to tell you that. It's actually dangerous to burn a candle. Because it's like the exhaust of your car. Because it's a petroleum product. You know, it's an organic compound. And anyway, if you're interested, I give you the scientific information. So the poor brahmacharis were downstairs and then making these candles and going out with candle sales with wigs on to support the temple. And then selling this. I remember going places, I just listening to classes one devotee was giving, but I did the same thing. Get a handful of incense this big. At rock and roll concerts. You ever do that, just to put
in many
places. And then you light the whole handful of incense, and you just try to put it out, and you're shaking it like this. You remember that? And sometimes it doesn't go out. And you got like 500 incense sticks in your hands, and you got to get it out so you can hand it to different people who are intoxicated at the concert or wherever it is, so they'll give you a donation. I remember doing that at the State Fair, and it was big. I was able to collect, I think, $200 to $300 an hour, handing out incense and giving back the Godheads to people. It was ecstatic. But, you know, is that brahmacharya life? I mean, the brahmacharya is supposed to beg, but, you know, really beg for spiritual masters, the Jewish books, preaching and everything like that. So the benefit of grahasthas is they're the stomach of society. They work. And they support the movement. The movement is meant to be supported. That's the Vedic Parinashram system. That the movement is meant to be supported by grahasthas. And the brahmacharis and sannyasis are free to preach. Originally, Prabhupada didn't want sannyasis on the GBC. Then Prabhupada changed that when he saw that there was no other, there weren't qualified grahasthas around to do that management. Because, you know, everybody had denigrated the grahastha life so much that when people got married, they felt, well, they were useless and left the movement. In many cases, it happened like that. And then another thing you get from grahasthas is future leaders of the movement. In other words, they have children. The children, that's why we have our cool. And the children can become future leaders. Another thing, and I'm just thinking about, broke down some of the positive things of grahastha life, you know, the opportunities, that they're interacting with the world out there. You know, sannyasis and the brahmacharis, they have their little Krishna world. That's interesting, Krishna world. And, you know, it's like Rip Van Winkle. You know, after 40 years, they're still speaking like the hippies from the 1960s. And you go out and you try to preach to someone and so says, can you speak in English? Translate that into English for me. And I said, that's far out. You know, so The grahasas are interacting with society, you know, in a practical sense. You know, business and everything like that. So they can help us derive strategy. You know, just like, I mean, of course, Vridananda Maharshi is a sannyasi, but because he went to the university, he's able to see things from a different perspective than those of us inside in the ISKCON bubble can see. We're just looking out at all these people outside, and, oh, rakshasas, and but he's able to see things from that perspective and present different strategies for fulfilling Prabhupada's desire to actually change this world. And so the grahasthas, because they're outside and a lot of that time, of course they have to do their inside stuff, which is chanting, and Prabhupada says in the evening, they're able to perform that service too, give us a vision of how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, how to put efficient, effective management. Like Prabhupada said, our movement will go on through intelligence and management. He said that the Giriraj Maharaj, when Prabhupada asked Giriraj Maharaj how things go on. So anyway, so there's many opportunities. We don't have a lot of more time. We have a half minute left. But you should see whatever status you're in as an opportunity. I mean, it's not that I'm preaching so all the brahmacharis should run out and get married today. But everybody, whatever status of life you're in, it's an opportunity for being Krishna conscious. Anything that happens, even a health thing problem, is an opportunity. Someone turns against you, politics, someone turns against you, it's an opportunity to get further into chanting. See everything as an opportunity to engage in Krishna service. And then you'll always be positive, and you're going to be able to change the world. A Prabhupada saw it like that. Even like the drug people, he just used the slogan, stay high forever. I mean, that's really taking advantage of something that was low and turning it into a motto to encourage people to chant. Thanks. All right. I have to know. I'd like to, Navkishori, Lalita, so many nice people watching. Thank you for watching, class. Jai Radhagalukananda, Radhagalukananda Ki Jai.
Shalom, I have not accepted the means of believing. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of God, became the son of Sachi, and Balaram became the guide. Only he delivered all of us souls who were lowly and wretched, the two sinners gathered in my life in reverence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the order of Vishwanathan, please be merciful to me now. Now I come to say, O Lord, please now push me away from the protection of his feet. For who is my beloved except the Lord of the
Son? I'm going traveling as far away from my home, 4 o'clock. And I'll be back following Monday, but then I'll be Tuesday for GBC meeting, Tuesday for the GBC meeting in Chicago. And then I'm back on Friday.
Yeah, just hold it like this.
In the middle of the three feet?
And the faces. The faces.
For the faces.
Faces and feet and everything like that.
All right. You tell me.
And then go down to the feet. And then right around his face and then do the rush.
Right. I moved it over there.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.